This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dateline Nashville, Tennessee, the annual convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation, commonly known as the Farm Bureau. But more to the point, it's keynote speaker, the President of these United States. Setting aside for a second the text of what the president said, there is a whole lot about the Trump administration and the American agriculture economy that does deserve some time. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has been covering the speech for us. Hey, Kimberly.
Hi, Kai.
So this was an interesting speech, just in terms of how much time the president gave to actual farm issues. What do you suppose the farmers in the audience thought they wanted to hear, and what did they hear?
Well, what they heard was a lot about how great the new tax plan is going to be for them. The president particularly highlighted the immediate expensing of equipment that's included under the new tax law, which basically will allow farmers, if they buy, say, a new combine, to write off 100% of that cost in the first year they have it. That is a big deal.
Yeah.
But he didn't necessarily spend as much time on some of the other really big issues, like regulations, trade, labor issues. He touched on them, but not for very long.
Talk to me for a second, then, would you, about the Trump administration and farmers and how they're getting by?
So, yeah, let's pick on those issues I just mentioned. So, for example, if you take regulations, the Trump administration has actually been rolling back a lot of regulations, particularly around water issues, that the farm industry thought were oppressive or costing them a lot of money. Now, some in the farming community will say that those rollbacks actually harm competition or hurt smaller farmers. But overall, they often like it. But then there's still a lot of uncertainty around issues like NAFTA and immigration.
Yeah, so about NAFTA. I mean, farmers benefit hugely, have benefited hugely under NAFTA. The president, as you know, has been talking about it going away. I think he gave two sentences to NAFTA in this speech, right?
Yeah, he didn't weigh on it too much. He was saying it's been bad for America. He's going to renegotiate it. But farmers have actually done pretty well by NAFTA, like you said. And this is actually something that USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue mentioned at an event at the National Press Club that I attended a couple of weeks ago.
Our president, as you know, is very concerned about our trade deficit, and I'm prone to remind him every time I'm in his presence that agriculture contributes to a trade surplus, and he needs to recognize that.
Huh. So let me give you a couple of numbers here, Kai. Canada, last year, we exported about more than $20 billion worth of agriculture goods to Canada, another $17 billion plus to Mexico. And so these are big numbers for the ag industry. And Perdue admits he differs from the president a bit on this, but he thinks that we're going to end up on another better negotiated NAFTA. But the rhetoric around this from the administration is still pretty worrying.
Wasn't it Perdue who showed the president a map of folks that voted for him, and he said, look, sir, they're all farmers, right? Wasn't that the deal?
Yeah, it's in a constituency the president needs to notice.
Get me back to immigration, would you, and the policies that this White House does on immigration and farming, which, as we know, is very labor-intensive.
Very labor-intensive and often very reliant on migrant labor, because even though there are more machines on farms than ever today, there are still some things that machines just don't do very well, like pick delicate berries or even do some jobs in the dairy industry. And the president is being very tough on immigration, in particular people who are here illegally. And that's actually very concerning to a lot of the farmers, especially large agribusiness, because there's already a labor shortage in this industry, and they're worried that without more immigrants coming in, especially from Central America, that it's actually going to get worse. And so that's a big push from the Farm Bureau, actually, to get the administration to work on some sort of comprehensive immigration reform that's going to still get them the labor they need.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams covering the president's speech today at the Farm Bureau Convention. The first time in 25 years, it should be said, that an American president has spoken to that group. Kimberly, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Kai.